Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I was on the internet and I was being enticed. Everything you know about peeling a banana is probably a lie, it said, underneath a link to a video. Well, I had to see that, had to see this better, revolutionary way to peel a banana, and the video turned my world upside down. Actually, the video told me to turn the banana upside down. Maybe you're familiar with this technique. Some of you probably learned it on the internet. Instead of wrestling with the stem end of the banana and mushing the top of the banana all up, you turn the thing upside down and pinch that little button on the end, and it splits, and then you can peel it from that end. So I tried it, and it worked pretty well. Although since then, to be honest, I've gone back to peeling bananas the old way. Really wasn't that much difference, after all. The promise of a better way. We are surrounded by claims and voices proffering advice about better ways. Nutrition, finances, romance, career advancement, home improvement, parenting, gardening, fitness, spirituality. There are better ways, we are constantly told. And certainly there is wisdom in listening to some of these voices, some of these claims. Even if the banana thing didn't turn out to be all that. In our text this morning from Isaiah 55, the prophet is summoning the people to the ways of the Lord. The invitation here is not to sample some new life technique, but rather the Lord is calling people to thoroughly forsake their own ways, their old ways, their own thoughts, and to turn instead to the Lord, to seek the Lord. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. There's a marked difference between our ways and God's ways. It's not just a difference in degree, but a complete difference. They are as far apart as the heavens are from the earth. They are as far apart as the moon is above the earth, as the sun is away from the earth, as far apart as the faintest, most distant galaxy is from the earth. And God's ways are better, better by far, by that far. But in what respects are God's thoughts and God's ways so different from and higher than ours, so that you should abandon your own ways and your own thoughts and turn to God and His ways? I want to mention this morning three senses in which God's ways are higher than our ways. First, God's ways are so good, and they end in good things. But our ways are so tainted and twisted, and they lead in the end to death. The ways of God are the ways of peace, of justice, of truest and purest love, of self-giving, of beauty, of creative wisdom. The ways of God are the paths of health, healing, wholeness, life. The ways of God are the ways of harmony, reconciliation, togetherness, communion. These are good ways. Why, oh why, would we have turned away from them? And yet we have, thoroughly. All of us, like sheep, have gone astray. we have turned every one of us to his own way. In chapter 59, Isaiah rebukes the people. Your thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Desolation and destruction are in your highways. The way of peace you do not know, and there is no justice in your paths. You have made your roads crooked. No one who treads on them knows peace. In Isaiah 48, the Lord says to his people, I am the Lord your God, who teaches you to profit, who leads you in the way that you should go. Oh, that you had paid attention to my commandments. Then your peace would have been like a river, and your righteousness like the waves of the sea. We have chosen our own ways, our own thoughts. And where have these ways gotten you so far, dear child of God, dear sinner? Have all of your ways and your works and your words in life brought about peace like a river? Have your thoughts and your ways filled your lives and the lives of those around you with righteousness, crashing into your life like the abundant waves of the sea? Many of you here right now in your lives face difficulties or sorrows of your own making, or caused by the fruit of the ways of others. You know all too well the bankruptcy and the bitter fruit of your own ways. You can taste it. You can feel its weight on your shoulders. Others of you, perhaps, can't so easily see or feel or taste this morning the bitter fruit of your own ways. Still, for you, the counsel of the scriptures is wise. All the ways of a man are pure in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirit. And there is a way that seems right to a man, but in the end, it is the way of death. So first, the ways of the Lord are higher than our ways, because God's ways are so good and ours are not. Let us then forsake ourselves and turn to him. Second, God's ways are higher in this sense. Every repenting sinner finds that the Lord's thoughts and ways are bent on mercy and abundant forgiveness. Our ways are not rich in mercy. Our thoughts do not brim with forgiveness, but the Lord God, oh, of him Isaiah cries out, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, that he may have compassion on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. In this sense, above all, the ways of our God surpass our ways. In this sense, above all, the ways of God are higher and better and more beautiful and more rescuing and more refuge providing than your ways and the ways of all your brothers and sisters. That God is full of compassion for sinners. God forgives abundantly. That is his way. That is what he desires. That is what his thoughts are full of. So let us forsake ourselves and turn to him. Third and finally, God's ways are higher than ours in this sense also. They exceed our full comprehension. How does one go about setting the stars in place or hanging the constellations together? Can you open your hand and provide all living things with their varied foods at the proper time? Can you oversee the allotted times and places of kings and kingdoms? Can you declare in advance the shape and the flow of history? God's ways are in many ways beyond our understanding. The thoughts of God reach higher than our thoughts can follow. And this applies to God's ways of mercy as well. Some suffer longer. Some suffer more painfully in this life under his chastening yoke. Others are given an easier path. But in the end, like the workers in the vineyard all paid the same wage, we will all recognize his patient kindness to us. And we will see that the confession that God is love and the claim that Yahweh delights to show mercy have been true all along. And meanwhile, as we walk with God in this life, he gives us that peace which surpasses all understanding. He hears and answers our prayers beyond what we can ask or think. And he is preparing for us an eternal inheritance, which no human eye has seen or ear heard or heart imagined. Oh, let us then forsake ourselves and our ways and turn again to him. God's ways are higher. God's ways are better. Dear friends, as the sinners of the Concordia Seminary community, this is our calling. This is our privilege. This is our joy. To turn to the Lord, to turn to his mercy, to rejoice in his better ways, to learn more and more of those ways, and to make his better ways known. It happens in the classrooms, in the library, in dorm rooms and living rooms, here in chapel, in the congregations where we worship. Near the very beginning of Isaiah's book, he speaks of a vision of the last days. In those days, he says, the mountain of the house of the Lord will be raised up above all the other mountains on the earth, and all the nations will stream to God, to his word, to his ways. Come, they will say, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Here in this place, at our seminary, in our lives, God is fulfilling this prophecy. Thanks be to God for the myriad occasions he gives us here to forsake our ways and thoughts and to return to him. His ways are better and higher. His ways and thoughts are so good, so full of mercy and forgiveness, so beyond all knowing. His ways are revealed in his word. His ways are revealed in the flesh, in our dear Lord Jesus. Oh, let us forsake ourselves and return and return and return to him. Amen.